The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Today's gospel reading is one of the Markan instructions to the 12 apostles by Jesus. They're precisely disciples, instructions for missionary disciples, and, you know, how to proceed on mission, how to depend on the Holy Spirit, which they are going to be given. And of course, in Luke's gospel, we see that Jesus extends that to another 72. Jesus is absolutely involved in church building right from the very beginning. And of course, he's appointing these disciples and looking to the day when he is going to be leaving this earth. And he's already giving his apostles first and then the other 72 and probably more disciples the gift of the Holy Spirit and missionary instructions. And it's very interesting that Jesus wants the apostles to depend on the Holy Spirit more than their own devices. He's not saying, you know, don't depend on your wits and your own devices, but he doesn't want them to be taking a traveling bag and a lot of money and a lot of food and a lot of preparation and so forth and so on. He just wants them to go out to the villages where they think, you know, the word of God needs to be preached. And then he just tells them, you know, when you get into that village, just ask, whether or not, they're welcome. They're welcome, then stay at the place where they tell you. And if not, just go outside the town, shake the dust from your feet, and continue on. Don't worry that you don't have success somewhere. Because Jesus is aware of the fact that everybody has to be able to freely, and there's the idea of freedom, freely receive the word of God. So if the apostles come and somebody's just closed off to it, they don't want to hear anything about it, they don't want to hear anything new, they don't want to hear about the Messiah, don't worry, says Jesus, there's plenty of other takers. Just move on from there and go to the next town. And of course, he's doing this partially because, you know, he doesn't want the disciples to get discouraged when people just say, we're not interested. We know everything already. Because Jesus knows this is exactly what's going to happen. He's being treated in the same way by the Pharisees. We're not interested. We know everything already. See you. Now, once, you know, Jesus, of course, knows what to do. His disciples do not. But Jesus goes even further, and he gives the Holy Spirit for the mission to his apostles. Now, this is not the definitive gift of the Holy Spirit after the resurrection. But Jesus is communicating to them the gift of the Spirit with charisms present, particularly for the missionary journey that they're about to embark on. And part of the charism is to heal, just like Jesus heals. And part of the charism is to exorcise demons, just like Jesus exorcises demons. And so, of course, they've got a full dose of the Spirit to preach the Word of God. In other words, to preach the good news, the gospel to the nation. They've got the charism of that Spirit. And, of course, they're undoubtedly almost protesting with Jesus. We haven't got all the lines down fully yet, you know. And Jesus is telling them, don't worry. The Holy Spirit is going to take care of you. I don't want you worrying about anything. The first thing you got to learn as missionaries is to let the Holy Spirit take care of you. Let go and let God. And they do. And we know what they're going to say when they come back, at least in Luke's gospel. They come back and they go, wow, Lord, even the demonic spirits are subject to your name. And Jesus goes, don't get so excited about the demons being subject to you. I'll tell you what to get excited about, that your names are being written in the book of eternal life with my Heavenly Father. But this is training ground. And of course, we can take the same lesson that Jesus is trying to teach to his apostles. Let the Holy Spirit take care of us. Let go and let God. Let the Holy Spirit, if we believe the Holy Spirit will open doors, I swear to you the Holy Spirit will open doors. The experience of my whole life has been kind of Mr. Magoo, just going out there and just plowing through the doors or the archways and just trying to make things happen. And lo and behold, all this stuff catalyzes in front of you and you just simply go, okay, that sounds good. And of course, if we do that, we're going to have troubles. There's going to be mean people who say don't want any part of you. We know everything already. There's going to be all kinds of rejection. But at the same time, if people are open, the Holy Spirit will catalyze the opportunity. And we'll look like, wow, even the demons are subject to us. And Jesus will have to say, don't get so uppity about your own power. Believe me. At the end of the day, your names are written in the book of eternal life. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.